Many people ask me, what are the characteristics of a good leader? There are a few, and today I will walk through five of them with you. Now, lots of people don't know what a good or great leader looks like, and here's going to be five characteristics to look for in others to help you learn more about being a good leader. So let's discuss.
Welcome to Leadership is Changing. Each week, we and our guests provide information and insights through exploring leading change. This is taking your leadership to another level by finding the balance between executive excellence and personal well-being through stories that inspire real change. It's time to adapt in our fast-moving world when leadership is changing with your host, Dennis Giannoutsos.
Hey there, listeners. Welcome to the Ask Dennis episode. This is a freestyle episode where I'm asked a question by our listeners or I share my thoughts, experiences, and insights from working with many leaders around the globe. Now, leadership is a multifaceted role. It encompasses a whole range of different behaviors, skills, attributes that will inspire, motivate, and guide others towards achieving goals. Now, earlier on, I just said in my introduction that there are some characteristics that we'll look into that will help you look at others to learn what a good leader is. What do I mean by that? Is that sometimes we have good leaders around us, and what we should do is observe the good things and the not so good things that they do, and we should learn from that and start to apply those things in our different roles every single day. Now, while the specific qualities that make a good leader can vary depending on the context or the situation or the needs of their team, certain characteristics tend to be like a universally recognized as essential for effective leadership. As I said, there is a strong list of characteristics, but I'm going to be sharing with you five of them. We'll dive into the five critical traits that every good leader should possess. The decisiveness, trustworthiness, the empowerment of others, clear communication, and resilience. So let's start off with the first one, which is around decisiveness. At the heart of leadership is the ability to make decisions promptly and confidently, especially when you're under pressure. OMG, there's nothing worse than a leader that won't make a decision. Come on, just make a decision and move forward. Yes, being decisive involves weighing the available information and the data, considering potential outcomes, and making a choice that best serves the team's or organization's objectives. Now, a decisive leader will provide direction and clarity, that it will also then enable the team to move forward with confidence, even in uncertain or challenging situations. However, being decisive does not mean acting impulsively. It means being thoughtful and deliberate and making decisions that align with the team's goals and values. But it does mean making a decision. For a lot of you, you may think that you don't want to make a decision. You want it to be perfect. It's never going to be perfect. The best thing you can do is make a decision and move. It's the wrong decision or it needs tweaking, then that's what you need to do. Tweak it, change it, and you can move forward. But at least you made a decision. Second one is trustworthiness. Trust is the foundation of any strong leadership. Trust is fundamental, and it's something that all leaders and leadership teams need to work on and make sure that they've got that in place. Trustworthiness really involves various things: honesty, integrity, and reliability. These qualities will inspire confidence and loyalty among the team members. You see, a trustworthy leader practices what they preach. They're a role model. They keep their promises and is transparent in their actions and decisions. When team members trust their leader, they're more than likely to be open. They're more than likely to take risks. They can collaborate more effectively, knowing that their leader has their best interest at heart. Number three is empowerment of others. Good leaders recognize that their success is linked to the success of their team. Zig Ziglar once said, "If you want to be successful, help as many people as you can to be successful, and in turn, you will be successful." Now, I don't mean the team doing all the work and the leader taking all the glory. No, that's not what we're talking about. It's talking about helping others be successful. They empower others by delegating responsibility, providing the necessary resources and support, and encouraging people to make their own decisions to move forward. They're really setting people up for growth and success. Empowerment really fosters a sense of ownership and investment in a team's objectives, motivating individuals to contribute to their best efforts. Now, by believing in the team's capabilities and supporting their growth and development, leaders then can start to really unleash the full potential of their team. And that then, in turn, drives innovation and excellence. Here's number four, and that is clear communication. Effective communication is crucial for any leader. It involves not only conveying ideas and instructions clearly and concisely, but it also involves listening actively to others, their ideas, their concerns, and their feedback. Leaders, listeners, be smart. Listen to what people are saying to you. Clear communication ensures that everyone is on the same page, reducing misunderstandings and conflicts. It also creates an environment where the team members feel valued and understood, enhancing collaboration and team cohesion. What they're looking for is they just want to be heard. They want to know that what they're saying is of value or being valued or respected. Now, it may not be the right thing. It may not be something that is a good idea, but at least they're being heard. That's something that's really important. And if you do that, they're going to actually want to evolve or innovate more and speak up more. Now, a leader who communicates effectively can inspire and motivate their team by really sharing a strong vision that guides the team's efforts. Number five, here we go. It is resilience. Leadership often involves navigating challenges and setbacks and failures. Resilience is the ability to bounce back from adversity, learn from experiences, and continue to pursue goals with determination. It's a critical trait for leaders. At times when you're in the midst of things, you are trying to cope as a leader. And over time, that resilience starts to build. A resilient leader maintains a positive attitude. Even though at times it may be hard, they maintain the positive attitude. They adapt to changing circumstances and see challenges as opportunities for growth. Now, by demonstrating resilience, leaders can instill a sense of hope, perseverance in their team, and encouraging them to overcome obstacles and achieve success despite the difficulties or the headwinds or the challenges they may be facing. You see, in conclusion here, what I really want to say here is that effective leadership is characterized by a combination of being decisive, trustworthiness, empowerment of others, clear communication, and resilience. Those leaders who can start to put these qualities in place can inspire and guide their teams to achieve remarkable results. They can actually start to foster an environment, create that environment of trust, collaboration, and innovation. And when you get those three things starting to happen in an organization, in a team, it is magic. It is awesome to see. Now, while you're developing all these traits, they're going to require effort. They're also going to require dedication. Now, the impact of good leadership extends way beyond individual success. And you're actually there to contribute to the growth and the success of the entire team. Hey, listeners, I've got an announcement to make. As you know, in the last 3.5 years, almost coming up to 4 years, actually, I've created one of the world's leading leadership podcasts called Leadership is Changing. With well over 200 plus interviews, it's becoming one of the world's largest studies on leadership. Now, as a result, there are some common themes that the guests have shared with me in the interviews that I've done. Yep, there's a group of key themes. What we've gone and done is we've captured 10 of those key themes, and underneath them is 4 to 5 bullet points of 42 strategic insights from these leaders from around the world. The guide, 10 Ways to Lead in Today's World, really starts to take hundreds of hours of interviews and put it into a simple checklist guide that you can use to optimize your leadership practices in line with what we've heard from leaders. From a C-suite through to aspiring leaders of the future, the guide can be your compass for development. Listeners, look out for the launch of this guide. I will be sharing it on social media. For those of you who are on our database, you'll be getting an email soon in relation to it. But also, keep an eye out for the show notes, because you just don't know when it's going to appear. Hey, listeners, that's it for this episode. It's always a pleasure being with you. Thanks for joining me on the Leadership is Changing podcast. Until next time, bye for now.
Thank you for listening to this episode of Leadership is Changing with your host, Dennis Giannoutsos. Each week, we and our guests provide information and insights through exploring leading change, inspiring executives and leaders to adapt and lead a bigger game in a fast-moving world.